the holy ordinary. Quakers believe that faith and daily living are married. Holy silence infuses us with God's Spirit and power so that we can live faithfully in life's common ventures, youth, adulthood, marriage, work, family, illness, and death. Each of us shares these in some degree with the rest of God's people. They are the normal stuff of life. Silence helps us to see that God is present in them. As English friend William Littleboy wrote, God is above all the God of the normal. In the common facts and circumstances of life, he draws near to us quietly. He teaches us in the routine of life's trifles gently, and unnoticed his guidance comes to us through the channels of reason and judgment. We have been taught by him when we least suspected it. We have been guided, though the guiding hand rested upon us so lightly that we were unaware of its touch. This guiding hand resting lightly upon us is best felt when we are silent and still. Holy silence is intimately related to friends' understanding of the divine at work in the everyday. Carrie Newcomer expresses this in her song, Holy as a Day is Spent. Holy is the dish and drain, the soap and sink, and the cup and plate, and the warm wool socks and cold white tile, shower heads and good dry towels, and frying eggs sound like psalms with a bit of salt measured in my palm. It's all part of a sacrament, as holy as a day is spent. Holy is the busy street and cars that boom with passion's beat, and the checkout girl counting change, and the hands that shook my hands today. And hymns of geese fly overhead and stretch their wings like their parents did. Blessed be the dog that runs in her sleep to chase that wild, elusive thing. Holy is the familiar room and the quiet moments in the afternoon, and folding sheets like folding hands to pray as only laundry can. I'm letting go of all I fear, like autumn leaves of earth and air, for summer came and summer went, as holy as a day is spent. Holy is the place I stand to give whatever small good I can, and the empty page in the open book, redemption everywhere I look. Unknowingly we slow our pace in the shade of unexpected grace, and with grateful smiles and sad lament, as holy as a day is spent. In morning light sings providence, as holy as a day is spent. Redemption, grace, and providence, signifying God's active presence in our lives, set Quaker silence apart from just being quiet. Newcomer's song reflects the Quaker belief that God is the God of the daily, and the daily reveals the deity. We best perceive this in times of holy hushes. Spiritual silence urges us to see God in a mustard seed, and leaven, and autumn leaves, and smiling faces. It leads us into new ways of seeing, a way of seeing the invisible hand of God in all that we have been blessed with. Rufus Jones said, "We find him when we enjoy beauty." This appreciation for the divinely mysterious presence of God all around us is one of the things that makes Quaker silence holy. It helps us slow down and appreciate God's goodness to us. It enables us to see the divine mark upon all of life's goodness, from maple shaker boxes to fox squirrels and the maple trees.
Sacred Compass, The Way of Spiritual Discernment, and other books by Brent Bill are available at booksellers everywhere or directly through paraclete.com. You can stay up to date with Brent by visiting his blog at holyordinary.blogspot.com. For information about Brent and his ministry of writing and speaking, visit him at brentbill.com.